The Fund, Unmasking the Cult of Bridgewater. I never set out to write an exposé. As a journalist covering Wall Street for over a decade, I'd heard whispers about the peculiar culture at Bridgewater Associates, the world's largest hedge fund. But it wasn't until I began digging deeper that I realized the full extent of what was happening behind closed doors at this financial powerhouse. What I uncovered was a story far stranger and more disturbing than I could have imagined. It's a tale of unchecked power, psychological manipulation, and the dangers of conflating wealth with wisdom. At the center of it all is Ray Dalio, Bridgewater's enigmatic founder who built an empire on the back of radical transparency and unconventional management practices. But as I spoke to hundreds of current and former Bridgewater employees, a very different picture emerged, one of a toxic workplace ruled by fear and conformity, where dissent was crushed and lives were upended. This is the story of how one man's quest for truth and meritocracy devolved into something far more sinister. The rise of a Wall Street legend. Ray Dalio's origin story is the stuff of Wall Street legend. A middle-class kid from Long Island, he bought his first stock at age 12 and was trading by high school. After graduating from Harvard Business School, he founded Bridgewater out of his two-bedroom apartment in 1975. From these humble beginnings, Dalio built Bridgewater into a behemoth, amassing a fortune of over $19 billion. By the 2000s, Bridgewater was the world's largest hedge fund, managing $150 billion and boasting eye-popping returns. But it wasn't just Bridgewater's financial success that set it apart. Dalio had developed a unique management philosophy centered on radical transparency and what he called an idea meritocracy. Employees were encouraged to challenge each other openly, regardless of rank. Every meeting was recorded. Performance was constantly evaluated through a system of public ratings and rankings. Dalio codified these practices in a 123-page manifesto called Principles, which became required reading for all Bridgewater employees. He claimed this system allowed the best ideas to rise to the top, creating a workplace nirvana of truth-seeking and personal growth. The reality, as I discovered, was far different. Inside the Bridgewater bubble. As I spoke to more and more Bridgewater alumni, a disturbing pattern emerged. Far from the utopia Dalio described, employees painted a picture of a cult-like environment where conformity was prized above all else. New hires were immediately thrust into Bridgewater's insular world. They attended multi-day indoctrination sessions where they were taught to speak in Dalio's unique vernacular of principles. Terms like getting to the other side, overcoming a challenge, and getting in sync, aligning with others, became part of daily conversation. Employees were subjected to constant surveillance and evaluation. Meetings were videotaped and dissected. Coaches shadowed workers, grading their every interaction. A proprietary iPad app called Dots allowed anyone to rate their colleagues in real time on dozens of attributes. The pressure to conform was immense. Those who questioned Dalio's principles or failed to embrace the culture were quickly ostracized or fired. As one former executive told me, it was like being in an abusive relationship. You start to doubt your own perceptions of reality. The human toll was severe. I spoke to numerous ex-employees who described anxiety, depression, and even suicidal thoughts stemming from their time at Bridgewater. One young analyst told me how he would vomit from stress before important meetings. A former manager recounted breaking down in tears in her office, overwhelmed by the constant criticism and mind games. Yet many stayed, seduced by the prestige and eye-popping salaries Bridgewater offered. As one ex-employee put it, it's like being in an abusive relationship where your abuser also pays you millions of dollars. The man behind the curtain. At the center of this maelstrom was Ray Dalio himself. In public, he cultivated an image as a benevolent guru, dispensing wisdom on everything from economics to life philosophy. He gave TED Talks, wrote best-selling books, and hobnobbed with world leaders. But behind closed doors, a very different Dalio emerged. Former employees described a mercurial, often cruel leader who seemed to revel in humiliating subordinates. In one infamous incident, Dalio berated a young employee in front of hundreds of colleagues, reducing the man to tears. Dalio's word was law at Bridgewater. Those who challenged him, even senior executives, were swiftly shown the door. The firm churned through a parade of co-CEOs and other top leaders, unable to establish a stable management structure beyond Dalio's iron grip. Yet Dalio seemed blind to the toxic culture he had created. He genuinely believed his system was producing meaningful work and meaningful relationships, as he often said. When confronted with criticism, he dismissed it as coming from those who simply couldn't handle the truth. The Emperor's New Clothes. As I dug deeper into Bridgewater's vaunted investment process, another surprising discovery emerged. For all the talk of algorithmic trading and data-driven decisions, much of the firm's success seemed to hinge on Dalio's personal intuition. Only a tiny handful of employees, perhaps 10 out of over 1,500, actually knew how Bridgewater's trading systems worked. The vast majority were engaged in what one ex-employee called a glorified book club, endlessly debating abstract principles rather than making investment decisions. This centralization of knowledge meant that, contrary to Dalio's claims of building a perpetual motion machine, Bridgewater remained heavily dependent on its founder. As Dalio aged and took a less active role, the firm's performance began to suffer. Its flagship Pure Alpha Fund lagged the S&P 500 for much of the past decade. Yet the mystique around Bridgewater persisted. Investors, dazzled by past returns and Dalio's celebrity, continued to pour in billions. It was as if no one wanted to be the first to point out that the Emperor had no clothes. The Unraveling. By 2022, cracks in the Bridgewater edifice were becoming impossible to ignore. Dalio's attempts to hand over control to successors repeatedly faltered. Key executives and investors headed for the exits. The firm's performance continued to lag. In late 2022, Dalio announced he was finally stepping down from his remaining roles at Bridgewater. But the firm he left behind seemed adrift, struggling to define itself without its domineering founder. As I reflect on the strange saga of Bridgewater, I'm struck by how it embodies some of the worst excesses of modern capitalism. It's a cautionary tale about the dangers of unchecked power, the allure of guru worship, and our society's tendency to equate wealth with wisdom. Ray Dalio set out to create a system of radical truth-seeking. What he built instead was a gilded cage of conformity and fear. The tragedy is that he never seemed to realize the monster he had created. In the end, the story of Bridgewater is a reminder that no amount of principles or algorithms can substitute for basic human decency and empathy. It's a lesson Wall Street and society at large would do well to heed.